This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, March 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. All Valley reservoirs dumping water. Neonic ban tests Newsom and food giants weigh in on farm bill. All major Central Valley reservoirs are releasing water. The warm storms this week delivering rain up to 8,000 feet in elevation. That's sending an extraordinary amount of runoff into reservoirs. The inflow to Lake Shasta is topping 73,000 cubic feet per second, while Lake Oroville is receiving 63,000 cubic feet per second. The American River, meanwhile, is nearly flowing unimpeded through Folsom Lake. Nearly 40,000 cubic feet of water per second rushing into the reservoir, while 27,000 cubic feet per second of flood water gushing out. Trinity Lake, which stubbornly remains at half its average supply, is seeing just 9,000 cubic feet per second of inflow. Now keep in mind, agencies never fully fill reservoirs in winter to maintain space for flood control, but most of the major Central Valley reservoirs have filled beyond that flood protection point and are all now releasing water. Bauer Kahan decries DPR's pace and revives neonic ban. Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer Kahan argued this week that Governor Newsom has not followed through with a commitment to examine the backyard use of neonicotinoids. The governor vetoed her bill last year to ban neonics for lawns and gardens. He reasoned the Department of Pesticide Regulation will begin evaluating non-agricultural uses this year. Bauer Kahan renewed her bill, quote, to ensure that the administration does as they promised. She charged that DPR has yet to start the process based on her conversations with them and that bees are still dying. Agriculture is taking a less combative approach this year. The bill would require DPR to reevaluate neonics and set new regulations. Taylor Roshan, lobbying for Western Plant Health and other associations, hoping to amend that language so that DPR would only set new rules if the scientific review warrants them. Despite the opposition, the committee once again approved the measure. On EJ Advisors, some lawmakers approved a measure to establish an Environmental Justice Advisory Committee at DPR. Introducing his bill, Committee Chair Alex Lee of San Jose argued DPR does not adequately address racial and socioeconomic disparities from pesticide exposure. California Farm Bureau's Chris Reardon, who spent 13 years at DPR, countered that the department has been, quote, actively incorporating environmental justice into its program for a long time. He pointed out that DPR has created an EJ liaison and will soon hire a deputy director to oversee all EJ activities. Roshan added that the bill would add a layer of bureaucracy at a significant cost when DPR's budget is already structurally deficient. Proponents responded that DPR's proposal to overhaul the mill fee on pesticide sales would cover the cost. Bauer Kahan asserted that just one liaison and one deputy director cannot represent all farm workers statewide. I just am really confused why anyone would be afraid to bring voices to the table, she said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. DHS needs to scale back fee proposals, senators say. A bipartisan group of senators led by Senator Mike Rounds, a Republican of South Dakota, And Joe Manchin, a Democrat of West Virginia, is asking the Department of Homeland Security to rethink its plan to sharply increase fees employers must pay to bring workers in from outside the country. A proposed rule from DHS would more than double the current $460 petition fee when applying for an H-2A or H-2B visa for a prospective guest worker and impose a new $600 fee for screening at asylum work. Food companies, protect climate, conservation funds. Some of the largest multinational food companies calling on lawmakers to maintain funding for conservation and climate priorities in the next farm bill. In a letter going to the Senate and House Ag Committees today, the Sustainable Food Policy Alliance says farm bill programs can help America's farmers and ranchers address expanding markets and changing consumer needs while managing conditions such as drought and extreme weather. The alliance includes Danone North America, Mars Inc., Nestle USA, and Unilever. The letter notes that many conservation programs are already oversubscribed and that demand for funding is expected to grow. The letter says, quote, "In this spirit, we note that the climate crisis facing the food and agriculture supply chain is significant and the funding must be proportional to the challenge." And why it matters? Well, food companies have traditionally stayed out of farm bill debates other than those involving nutrition programs. The company's backing will help Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow's defense of the Inflation Reduction Act funding for conservation programs. Vilsack faces Senate Ag amid DOJ question. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack's on Capitol Hill today to face questioning from the Senate Ag Committee. Ahead of the hearing, two Republican members of the committee are raising concerns about Vilsack's testimony to the committee last May, when he was asked whether the Justice Department had contacted USDA before taking a position in a Supreme Court case involving glyphosate herbicides. Vilsack told the committee his department wasn't consulted, but DOJ has since told Senator Roger Marshall, the Kansas Republican, that DOJ did reach out to USDA. In a letter to Vilsack this week, Marshall and Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa told the secretary, quote, "He should be well aware that the longstanding practice of the Department of Justice is to solicit the views of other cabinet departments before taking a public position on a matter before the Supreme Court. Your allegation that DOJ ignored the Agriculture Department before filing its brief in the Monsanto case stunned many in the agriculture community and led them to believe that USDA had been shunted aside." In a statement to AgriPulse, a spokesman for Vilsack said the department would, quote, "review the letter and respond accordingly." Secretary Vilsack looks forward to discussing USDA's efforts to strengthen the agricultural economy, expand market opportunities, and support farmers and rural communities across the country during today's hearing. Why it matters? Well, DOJ took the position before the Supreme Court that the nation's pesticide law doesn't preempt state law claims such as those that have resulted in multi-million dollar judgments against Monsanto for Roundup exposure. Well, here's today's He Said It. We've got to change the way the federal government scores these projects. That Governor Gavin Newsom speaking in Pajeo while surveying flood damage. He argued the Army Corps of Engineers needs to factor in societal impacts when gauging the importance of levee projects and was frustrated the town must wait up to 5 years to strengthen the breached levee. The current fix is temporary. The governor vowed to add more state dollars to bolster the local spending needed for federal matching grants. Newsom added that no other state does more for farm workers, but he stressed that we don't do enough. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, March 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.